Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Mid-Prairie students Kirsten Dua, Sawyer Black, and Lauren Weiss about the Madrigal Dinner.
So I'll just have you start with, say, your name and who you are in the Madrigal Dinner.
Kirsten Dua, I'm the queen.
I'm Sawyer Black, I'm the king.
I'm Lauren Weiss, and I'm the jester.
How do you feel like this show has been going so far, and do you feel like you guys are ready for this weekend?
Yeah, it's been going really well. We've been working so hard these past couple months. It should be really good this weekend.
Yeah, there's been some, rocky times, but, hopefully we'll pull it through, and I know that we will. We have, such a great group of people to do this with.
I feel a lot of people have stepped up a lot, especially underclassmen filling in roles that people who have left gave us, so it's been great seeing that.
All right, what would you say is your favorite part of the entire performance?
For me, probably just being able to interact with people and be crazy, basically.
So. Just seeing it all come together finally for once, because we usually don't have a chance to run the whole entire show straight through during school, so it's really cool to see the whole thing come together the first night on Friday.
Mostly just the experience and everything, the atmosphere around is, just crazy how everyone comes together. And the food. Food's really, really good.
Yeah. Since you guys are on the king and queen, do you get, served first or preferential treatment?
Yeah, we get served first for everybody else.
Yeah. Now, you don't get any, better meal than the rest of the people do.
Everything. Sometimes they request
desserts. Yeah. Yes.
Sometimes
cheesecake.
I need the cheesecake.
Yeah.
Now, as the jester, you kind of get the free rein to sort of just mingle and interact with people. How do you like that?
I mean, I haven't done it before, but I'm looking forward to it, just being able to tell jokes and go up to people and in a way make fun of them, but not in a mean way, and I enjoy that, so that'll be fun.
Now, I've been told there's lots and lots of puns in this script.
Yes.
Can you give me an example of a good pun?
Let's see. Oh, there won't be any margarine for error. Or if I don't win this contest, I'm toast. So I enjoy puns, and it's fun for me to do.
Very nice. So how about you guys? Give me a taste of some of your lines that you have.
Well, there is a storytelling contest, and one of the storytellers is talking about this king, and he has this really fancy throne, and so I say, well, now you know what to get me for my birthday, and then she says, well, there
goes the surprise.
Very nice. So how's the music been? Obviously, it's a lot of Christmas music, and we can kind of hear them in the back room wassailing a little bit. So how has that been for you?
It's been really well. As you can hear, we have a few group songs that everyone sings. The Royal Court this year is singing four different songs for, the concluding concert at the end of the evening.
It's a lot. There's a bunch of different groups. There's dancers and everything. So it's just pretty much everything that you can think of from that time we have in this.
Do you guys have solos, the three of you, or is it all pretty much?
No, it's mostly groups. It's pretty complicated music with the harmonies and everything, so it's better to have more than one person on a part.
All right, what's your favorite song to sing during the performance?
Ooh. I don't sing it, but I love hearing Masters. I hear it all the time, and it's still my favorite song. It's the opening song.
So. Is that Masters in This Hall?
Yes.
Yeah. I like probably the Farewell song.
You're taking the good ones. Yeah, I probably like Masters the most just because that's how we have everyone enter in. It's just really cool just seeing everyone walk in and all the people just looking at us on stage.
Do you feel like it's going to be able to get people in kind of that Christmas spirit, so to say?
I hope so.
Yeah.
It's just sort of a kickoff to the Christmas year in a bit.
Yep, it's this weekend, the first weekend in December, so it's always a good way to get kind of thinking of Christmas time.
Right, now, are all you guys seniors, or?
Yes,
all
seniors. So what do you hope to take away from your final Madrigal performance?
I just hope it goes really well, because I've been doing this for only 3 years, but being on Royal Court's just such a big honor, and I just want to make sure that everyone that goes to this just really enjoys it.
Yeah, so like you said, it's really fun, and just I've been on Royal Court for 2 years now. It's my second year, and it's a really big honor, and it's really fun. like I said earlier, just really fun to see everyone come together and put this show on.
The friendships that we make, I feel this is the biggest event for choir, and it just brings people together. We're together all weekend, basically, and it's just, I mean, tempers may flare, but it just, it's nice to see everyone together and come closer.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Kirsten Dua, Sawyer Black, and Lauren Weiss. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.